I mentioned Brian Daboll. I was reading Dan Duggan, who covers the team for The Athletic. And he just made a little note, and it reinforced something that I was thinking about and how it's such a good thing. I like Mike Kafka. I think he's been a good offensive coach. Clearly, the NFL respects him. He's gotten, you know, off of 2 years ago, and really not much of an offensive performance from the Giants necessarily, but just being part of Dable's staff and running the offense, he's gotten a bunch of head coaching opportunities, or at least, you know, interviews. I'm sure Mike Kafka is a great head coach, a great offensive coordinator, and a good coach. But I love that Brian Dable's calling the plays. I think that's exactly what should be happening. As I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to justify, I'm trying to get excited about a Giants offensive team. I'm trying to get excited about Daniel Jones, because despite what Brett Long Island or anybody else thinks, I don't think Daniel Jones is bad. I think he's a starting quarterback in this league under the right circumstances. I think he's way too injury prone, and I don't think he is a difference maker. I don't think he's the type of quarterback that lifts organizations on his own. And when I had an opportunity to draft a player like that in this year's draft, that's what I wanted. And moving forward, they were willing to move on from him. Eventually they will. I just don't think he's the franchise guy moving forward. I don't think he's terrible. I think he's capable of putting together a decent offense. I think they can win games with Daniel Jones on some level. They clearly have. They won a playoff game on the road with Daniel Jones. So I don't want to make it seem like I despise him, or that I think they'll never win another game, or that he's just the worst. I think his legs are very important to him, and now I don't know about his knee. And I think when he runs like that, he gets tackled and hit, and I don't know about his neck. He's injury prone. He's missed time in every single season but one. And I just don't trust him to stay healthy, and he hasn't put up enough points, even with a poor roster, to make me feel good about him. So I'm hesitant on what he can be, but I don't think he sucks or he's terrible. He's on list as like one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. These lists come out, and he's like the 30th quarterback in the NFL. I don't believe that for a second. He's not the worst quarterback in the league. It's absurd. I think he is a starting quarterback in this league. I just don't think he's really good. I don't think he can lift the Giants, and I don't want to pay a quarterback $40 million who I don't believe can lift them. But having said that, I'm trying to get excited for this Giants season. I'm trying to get excited for this offense. And hearing from practice, you know, after a rusty first practice, which doesn't bother me at all, of Daniel Jones, what we're seeing in practice is neighbors being used in a myriad of ways, which I like. I like the idea that he's going to be the focal point of the offense. He's the number one wide receiver. He's the new weapon, unlike any Daniel Jones has had in his career. Get him the ball in any which way. I don't know if he's a Deebo Samuel type who can run, who can do a million different things, but get the ball to him early. I think with him and Robinson, who's going to be, and I'll get to this a little bit later too, how important I think Wandell Robinson is as the second option. Yeah, Hyatt's important to, you know, break the doors off the defense and get deep and create that kind of issue, and then maybe some other things open up underneath. I also think Wendell Robinson is the kind of guy you get the ball too quickly, shifty, can make people miss. If neighbors can be a combination of the two and do different things, and obviously, you know, get deep behind the defense and use his height and size and strength, as well as being shifty and getting the ball to him quickly and letting him build up a head of steam. I like all of those ideas. But what I really like is Brian Daboll calling the plays, and for two reasons, and well, one specifically. The first one of the two reasons is that he's a good offensive mind. That's what he was brought here to do, right? He was the offensive coordinator in Buffalo. He developed Josh Allen. He called plays for that offense. We've seen clips of Diggs talking about what an offensive genius he was, and he had plays in his back pocket all the time, and he would use things to throw off the defense early in the game, to set up things late in the game, that he's got a great mind for play calling, and that's one. But the main reason is, what has been the main flaw of this coach? The main flaw of this coach so far has been, and he's openly talked about it in Hard Knocks, his temper. And his inability, and what we've heard coming out of his inability on the sidelines to control himself, yelling without really providing solutions, taking the play calling away, giving it back to Kafka, taking it away, giving it back to Kafka, yelling at Kafka, getting so angry at the play that just happened. And when I mentioned Dan Duggan, what he said was, in the first couple of days of camp, you can even tell the difference. Last year, when he's not calling the play, all he has left to do after a play is run is focus on what went wrong. And while clearly you want to focus on that and clean it up, you don't want to harp on it. You don't want to yell about it. And you don't want to, go over the top and not be able to control yourself and have that anger issue come out. And it felt like, and what we're hearing about what happened last year, it hampered him. It hampered the team. His inability to not get angry at what he just saw. And instead, with play calling, he doesn't have time to do that because he's focused on calling the next play. And I think him, because we've all talked about it, right? Joe Judge, one of the selling points was he's not an offensive coordinator. He's not a defensive coordinator. He's been a special teams guy like John Harbaugh. He's going to be the coach, and he's going to focus on game management and clock management, and he's not going to be in every offensive meeting. He's not going to be focused on his defense. He's going to be the head coach, which sounds great. It does. And if that's the type of coach you are, then perfect. But that's not who Dable is. And trying to make him that because we think it's best, maybe it's not what's best. Maybe what's best is to have him be the offensive play caller. And instead of harping on things and yelling at people and creating tension inside the room, maybe just working and focusing on what the next play is with sprinkling of, opinion from Mike Kafka and his staff. Maybe that's what's best to get him to be the coach he needs to be. It utilizes his best talent. And maybe it focuses him as opposed to just screaming as his team flounders. And if there's a bad play, he's focused on the next good play as opposed to just yelling about what just happened. So I love the idea of him calling plays. Love it. Love it. That's why he's here. Do it. And we'll see how creative he can get with his new toys. And we'll see what neighbors can be because... obviously, they're on Hard Knocks in front of the country saying they prefer him to Marvin Harrison Jr., which I don't think anyone would. I mean, he's the best wide receiver prospect in a long time. His father's the Hall of Famer. He's been the clear-cut number one. The Giants are telling you differently. Well, let's see. Let's use him. Let's get creative. You don't have Saquon Barkley. He's your game-breaking player. Daniel Jones has never had anything like it. Let's see. You've impacted the offensive line. Illuminor seems to not be hurt, just some bruised ribs. He should be fine. You've added Runyon. You're still waiting on Evan Neal to get off the pup list, but who knows? Andrew Thomas has turned himself into one of the best left tackles in the sport. If you can protect him, give him time, and you give him a big-time wide receiver who can be used in a bunch of different ways with the creative play calling of Brian Dable, maybe this offense might be able to freaking score. Wouldn't that be nice? Because as much as you all might love Daniel Jones, for whatever reason you love him, for whatever tools you've seen, whatever thing you believe in, the Giants have not scored points. They've just not. And it would be really nice to see them score some points, have him throw some touchdown passes, and actually maybe put a little bit of fear into opposing defenses, which they've had none. And just if you don't believe me on that, listen to opposing defenders talk about Daniel Jones. When he got the contract, it was openly mocked by the Eagles, by the 49ers. And now we've seen Hall of Fame cornerbacks talk about how he really had a real tough time going through progressions, which we've seen with our own eyes. But maybe there can be something there. And hopefully we'll see. If they don't, and it's going to have to happen quickly. Because if they do not get off to a good start, he's not going to have the opportunity to play. That's just plain and simple. His contract, they're going to look to get out of it. And if this season spirals quickly, they're not going to play him because they can't afford to have him injured. If he gets injured, the money's guaranteed. If he ends the season on the IL or injured reserve or whatever, the contract becomes guaranteed. And the Giants won't do it. So he's got to get out of the gate quickly. Coming off a knee injury, it's a lot to ask.